ask you to come up today. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you speak to us today concerning our lives and the journeys that we have in this life and wherever we end up at times. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would join with me in reading Genesis 12, 1 to 9. This is about Abraham. And one of the things that Abraham had to do was he was always on the move. In fact, he is called the father of the faith, and he's also been called the wandering Aramean. So will you read this with me? Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse. And by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions which they had gathered, and the persons that they had gotten in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. Thence he removed to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going towards the Negev. I want to talk to you about something that I've come to realize over the years, that in churches, or at least the two that I've been involved in, and I've been involved in them in the middle of the country, here and down in Kentucky, people come and go. There's always people coming and going in terms of the context of a church, and sometimes more so in some churches than others. I don't know if you realize this, but every Sunday here, 10 to 20% of you are visitors. You may not have known that, but 10 to 20% are visitors. You're not members of the church. Now, some of you are regular visitors, and some of you are just passing through in terms of the life of this church. But I know that people come and go, and I've had people come and go in terms of church for a lot of years. And I think I'm supposed to talk about this phenomena of people moving around today. And I'm going to use something that I've come across that as my example for this morning. It's the tumbleweed, and the Latin name for this is Salsola Kali tenui folia. You got that? It is known by most of the world as the Russian thistle. But to us, the plant is known more readily as the tumbleweed. And I have a little thing I want to ditty that I want to show you to kind of get your head around this idea of tumbleweeds. It's the sons of the pioneers.
Tumbling down, sledging her love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Now they used to sing with Roy Rogers, if you don't know that, the Sons of the Pioneers. Well, the tumbleweed, which they were singing about, is a somewhat barrel-shaped plant which grows in many places, particularly regions too dry to support much other plant life. And the tumbleweed is often uprooted by the wind or broken off at the base, and then the loose plant just tumbles along or rolls about as the wind blows. And it goes one way or another depending on the wind. And it moves across the desert and the wilderness. Now, this characteristic also gives the plant its name, tumbleweed. Now, I'm certainly no expert on tumbleweeds, but I understand that the plants can be blown for miles and miles and miles by the wind. And in so doing, its seeds are distributed across a large area of ground. Now, that particular information doesn't really excite me. I don't know what it does for you. But what kind of grabbed me is the fact that there is a very vivid picture in the tumbleweed of what happens to many followers of Jesus. There seems to be a very large number of what I want to refer to as tumbleweed Christians. Tumbleweed Christians are people who once had deep roots in a congregation someplace, but they don't anymore. I have friends from down in Kentucky who would move away, and they were plugged into that church down there, but they never got plugged in wherever they moved. Tumbleweed Christians. They are people who have once had a meaningful and satisfying relationship within a congregation someplace, but they don't anymore. They are people who moved away from home, or maybe they went to college, you know, and then they never got plugged into a church after that, after college. Or they may be people who have changed jobs with the move. They never got plugged in. And this is what happens a lot of times with people. I have friends like that. Or they could be people who retire and they move. And they just don't really ever plug in wherever they retire to. People who just drift away because of neglect. People who have decided to move from where they once were to where they are now, and they just never get connected. And whether it's the first move or maybe it's the 20th move, they don't feel now like they did feel once before, and they don't feel they are at home in the church, for where they are now seems to them like a congregation of strangers. And I've seen this happen. We've experienced it. People move through, tumbleweed Christians. Now, you may know what I'm talking about because there's so many of us that do moving in terms of our lives. I don't know how many of you are just native to this area, but at least a few people are. But even in that setting, you can get uprooted and just kind of blow around in the neighborhood. Now, most of us are somewhere, and I didn't say that most of us, even if we call this place home, have looked someplace else and called it home as well. Most of us have had to cut roots to come here as well, and the adjustment has been anywhere from difficult to sometimes it's been very painful for people. So I want you to remember how it was or how your life has gone. If you moved here from someplace else, and now you're here. You know, one of the things that is happening in our society today, and therefore to us, is that the significance of place is losing its meaning. And with that loss of meaning of places in our lives, we are losing some of our identity as people, and then we feel like we're almost not people. In the United States today, it is fair to say that we are like a new race of nomads. Now, I know that some of you have been here a long time, so this may not seem relevant, but if you think there's a lot of people always moving around, I don't think we are really aware of the effect that our migrations have upon us. Did you know that in an average year, about 40 million Americans change their residence? And since right after World War II, one out of every five families picks up and moves to a new location and starts a life again, or tries to, every year this happens. About 40 million Americans. Year in, year out. And in some ways, we are a race of nomads in this time and frame. Now, it may not always be as evident to you, and it may not be as evident to us here in the central part of the United States as, say, California or Florida, but if you go to those places, nobody grew up there hardly. They all moved in. But it's still very apparent in the people that have passed through this church, just this church, in the past 15 years. This increasing nomadic movement makes us vulnerable to becoming tumbleweed people, and especially tumbleweed Christians. For example, the family that came from, say, Toledo, who were very extremely active in their church up in Toledo, they come here, they find it very tough to more than just worship sporadically. A lady maybe who sang in a choir down in Macon, Georgia, comes here and finds herself too busy to share her talent. Or a family, this is true. I had a family down in Madisonville, Kentucky, and they moved to New England. They were very involved in Madisonville. In fact, the wife of this couple started a puppet ministry that exploded, and it ran for about 5 years, and then he got transferred to New England, and they're not involved at all. Someone moves from Colorado who might have worked with the youth, but somewhere they decide they've earned a rest from their responsibility, and so it goes. I'll tell you the truth about another couple I had down in Kentucky. This guy worked with youth. He decided he was called to work with youth. He went to the great banquet, and about a year after, he says, "I'm supposed to be working with kids, Jack." And so he started working with kids. He started with three kids. When he got transferred to Ohio, he had over 100 kids in his youth group. And they're not involved in a church anywhere now. And he was very dedicated. And so that's how it goes. Tumbleweed Christians. These are good friends of mine who I know were solid in their faith. They and scores like them are tumbleweed Christians who once had roots, but to seem to have them no longer. And once they were active and involved, but once they had roots, but no longer. You know, you can have this in a local expression in terms of just moving around in the community or the area of, say, Central Illinois. Go to church, kind of quit slowly, never look up, and you never really hook up with another congregation, and you just kind of blow by the wind. Tumbleweeds. The trouble is, we can't really live without roots. The tumbleweed, once it starts to tumble from place to place, is already dead. It's broken from its roots, it is dead, and it can only roll from place to place as the wind blows. And it's really up to the wind how it blows, until it finally shatters and it disintegrates, and the plant simply cannot live without roots. Neither can we. Now, we have to have roots. We have to have roots to tie us to other people. We need to have roots to tie us to those groups of people which touch us most immediately. Usually it's our family or our community, and it very easily can be our church. We have to have the roots to tie us to life. And it's the roots that also give us life. We have to have roots to draw nourishment and the water of life to hold us in place. These roots are simply extensions of ourselves. They're parts of ourselves which we risk extending towards each other. And sometimes it's a risk to do that. Whether it's family or church or community, the risk is that we become part of other people's lives, and as we do so, we also become vulnerable to their pains and their hurts, their faults, their sins, their lives as well. And I don't know if you ever noticed it, but I haven't met any perfect people. We have to have the roots, though. The roots in terms of that. Now, the roots are simply extensions of ourselves. Part of that root system is roots towards God as well and his people, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. The scripture today really is a picture of the father of faith, Abraham. He was really a nomad in a sense. But if you take a good look at this scripture, he's been called a wandering Aramean, but if you look at it, you can see something that he does. When he moved, God told him to move. When he moved and he arrived in a place, what he would do is he would build an altar right there and dedicate the place to God. He did it several times. If you read the whole story of Abraham, he does it several times. He makes the place holy by building an altar. He made several altars. He made the place holy by putting down roots. And Abraham, even though he wandered around a lot, understood something that we need to understand as well. You need to consecrate the place where you're in as God's people. No matter where we go, and we do, we end up moving and doing all kinds of things. No matter what we do, no matter how often we move, and I know some people move just about every other year, no matter where we move in this life right now or where we are next, we are never outside the province of God. Abraham gives us a good picture of that understanding. When he moved, he picked up roots, and he would always put them down again, and he would raise up an altar to God, and he called upon God in that place. Abraham would consecrate the place holy. We can and should feel every bit as much at home with God right here as we do maybe when you move to Albuquerque or Boise, Idaho, or Youngstown, Ohio, or any place, because God goes before you and he's there to meet you. And when you get there, you need to put down the roots and you need to dedicate the place to God. You know, God is here. He's also over there, wherever that is. He really is. And people change. And places may change, but Jesus is constant. It's like the little boy who knelt in prayer one night. He said, "Well, God, I certainly enjoy these talks with you every night, but tomorrow our family's moving to Philadelphia, so it's over and out." We're really never outside the province of God, but we need to be like Abraham and dedicate the place to God. The love of God expressed to us in Jesus is always pursuing us and always goes before us. And we are a lot like Abraham. We need to make sure that we build altars to God wherever we go and call upon him and dedicate the place as holy. And if we're bold enough to hope that it might just be possible that we might have a better relationship with God in the new place than we had in the old place. Now, people are unlike tumbleweeds in this way. It's possible for us to establish new roots, to once again bind ourselves in terms of community, to a new community, a new church, a new life. It's not only possible, but it really is imperative that we find new involvements, new friends, new roots, new activities, because we cannot really live without them. Now, we may exist, but we may not really live. You know, we need roots in this town. Some of you may need roots in this church. As I said, 10 to 20% of this congregation almost every Sunday are visitors. But most of all, we need to have roots that are established in God. Now, I know that roots don't grow instantaneously either, by the way. They begin as we put forth the effort to worship regularly, like we did, say, in Kansas City, or as we volunteer to teach Sunday school or work with kids, as we did in Omaha, or as we enter into meaningful relationships and fellowships within the congregation, as we did in Pittsburgh, or maybe as we did in Effingham or Paris, Illinois. So I kind of have a double thrust to this message today. We who have roots here already, what we need to do as a church, we need to provide fertile soil for tumbleweed Christians who just passed through here so that they have an opportunity to put forth new roots in us. The other side of that is that if you happen to be one of these tumbleweed Christians who's passing through the soil of this congregation, is that you need to put forth new roots and consecrate a place as holy to the Lord, even as Abraham did it wherever he went. And my prayer, and I realize that the CDs on these messages get moved around some too. And so I know that somebody may be listening to this in her car, driving down the road someplace else. For anybody who might be visiting with us today, or maybe you're hearing it in your car, my prayer is you find a church home, whether it's in this community or wherever you are. I encourage you to do it here, but if not here, then another church nonetheless. And my prayer for those of us who have roots here is that if any of us should move, and we will, because it just happens, I've been long enough to know that people come and go. We move around in terms of our society. My prayer for you is if you move, you seek to find a place where you put down the roots. The first thing you look for is a church home, because that is where God is. He's with his people. And then you dedicate that place to God in terms of your life as well. Let's pray. Lord, so often in this country of ours and in our lives, we are like Abraham. We move around a lot. I pray that you help us to build altars wherever we are and dedicate the place to you and to put the roots down where we need to. In Jesus' name. Amen.